Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Actually, 11 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, just the two of us. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind, and this is one of those. I want to talk about getting back to work. You know, folks, America's small business sector, you and me, we're currently on an emotional roller coaster. I want to tell you a story about how far back we have to go, over 240 years, to find comparable unprecedented circumstances imposing similar anxiety on Main Street. During the Revolutionary War between 1775 and 83, colonial business owners who were also American patriots were up against that conflict's ebb and flow as it overlaid their marketplace. In any given month, the Continental Army would be dominant in a region, allowing the Patriots' business to operate with its owner's politics on display. But later, when the British occupied that region, patrolling redcoats would create a different atmosphere as the king claimed military and political dominance in that region. During that unprecedented period, the life of any patriot entrepreneur became extremely complicated. As they attempted to claim liberty, that was the big deal back then, right? Claiming liberty, they simultaneously had to balance the risks of their business with a very real threat to their own lives and the lives of their beloved families. And as they contemplated these factors, surely they had to allow for the possibility that the revolution might fail. On the subject of risk management, more safety or more liberty, more safety or more liberty, Benjamin Franklin offered this immortal truth: those who trade liberty for safety deserve neither. Those who trade liberty for safety deserve neither. Just as our patriot entrepreneurs, our forebears there, anxiously managed the personal and financial risk imposed by a determined occupying force, contemporary stewards of Main Street, you and I, are today faced with managing a comparable risk scenario, essentially an occupying force in the form of a virus-turned-pandemic-turned-economic collapse, plus the unprecedented political response, the response to an unprecedented crisis. And again, just like those revolutionaries, today three of our most precious possessions are in jeopardy as they sit on our risk-balancing scales. First, our health, and our life, in fact, and, of course, that of our loved ones. That's one of the things we're all worried about, right? We're also worried about our financial estate, including the future of this business that you and I created, right, into which we poured more sweat and investment than we could ever have imagined the day we first opened. It's one of our babies, too, isn't it? And, of course, our liberty. Like our forebears, we claim our liberty. For a small business owner, these things are mutually inclusive. They're possessions that weave an ultra fine seam, almost imperceptible seam, between each other. Working backwards, without America's unique form of liberty, law and order, pursuit of happiness, no kings, there is no business. Without those things, there is no business. And without our business, the health and well-being of our family is, well, I'll let you fill in the blank. Freedom, my friends, you've heard me say this before, freedom is from God. Liberty, on the other hand, is an earthly analog contract that we give to each other. And we do that, we give it to each other explicitly and implicitly. America has flourished because of the secular red-letter ideals of liberty, explicit in the U.S. Constitution, which has also been codified by blood and promulgated by over two centuries of devotion. Generations of business owners have carved implicit liberty from our venerable Bill of Rights. We've carved that into a right, the right, to open our businesses, even during a pandemic. But in the spirit of extending explicit liberty to others, this year millions of Main Street business owners have complied with recommendations of political authorities to help flatten the curve of the pandemic, even when those orders were as quasi-constitutional as they were financially disastrous. With any process, there's a beginning, a midpoint, and an end. As we surely find ourselves in the middle of this pandemic process, small business stakeholders are beginning to view more threats to those three precious possessions coming from the political response to the pandemic than from the disease. We're starting to feel more threatened from the response than we are from the disease. Now, make no mistake, everybody understands that coronavirus is one mean organism and COVID-19 is a deadly disease. But no big business Main Street CEO, no big business CEO is like a small business CEO. We manage risk at the molecular level. We know its gritty and subtle scent. And consequently, folks, it's time to let us get back to managing our own risk. It's time to do that because we're actually pretty good at that. Even with billions of government assistance, we're still losing thousands of small businesses every day, many of which will never reopen. Alas, we won't be able to calculate the extreme cost to these heroes. The ones we'll never get back and the ones who are going to take years to recover, we'll be a long time calculating those costs, if ever. But we know that number will be enormous, and sadly, for many, it'll be prohibitive. If you remember nothing else from me, remember this. When a small business collapses, a family collapses. Consequently, I think it's time that we tell presumptuous politicians that we need a day date, sooner than later, when businesses won't be hassled by opening their doors and customers won't be threatened to come in. Because as Main Street owners continue to compare COVID-19 health risks to the economic damage the political response has caused their business, more and more are just going to call that date themselves. We're going to call it ourselves sooner than later. And that might look like a revolution, my friends. Very much like our patriot forebears, we won't think of it as civil disobedience because in the spirit of liberty, we've allowed authorities to impinge on our liberty up to now. We'll just think of our next move as balancing another risk while pursuing our lives and liberty, just as we've managed dozens of other business-eating risks on any given day, every day that we unlock our doors. The world, my friends, is a dangerous place. Most people were unaware, and no businesses were closed when two years ago, 68,000 Americans died from the common flu. COVID-19 is the newest risk we have to manage as we return to pursue our lives and our work. We shouldn't be surprised, my friends, if next year COVID-21 kills thousands of Americans. But when that happens, we won't shut down the economy, will we? Coronavirus will be with us for a long time. We cannot social distance it forever, and we can't wait on a vaccine. It's time to reopen the economy. And I want to paraphrase Moses in his plea to the Pharaoh, let our people go back to work, because we know how to get to the Red Sea and Mount Sinai and the Promised Land. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.